Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good this morning. How are you, Neil?
Fantastic. What is our topic for today?
Well, I've got a podcast today, and I want to talk about Blaise Pascal, and you'll understand as I get into it. So let's get one thing straight at the beginning of this podcast, which you can find at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you can share this with others. No capitals, and you spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. I am a Christian who believes in a God who has three distinct personalities, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And I believe in two aspects of salvation. The first is the eternal salvation, which deals with where your soul is going to go when you die. The second salvation is current salvation, which deals with your current life before you die. And my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, deals primarily with salvation in everyday life, and it is based on a belief in God. After all, as you remember, God sent me the message that I have been relaying to you over these years. It deals with current salvation in this life right now. I know that a lot of you listening today are not Christian. You can have current salvation without having eternal salvation, although that is a shame if that happens to you. What I want is I want you to have both. Okay, so getting back to who is Blaise Pascal and what was Pascal's wager? Pascal's wager is an argument in philosophy presented by this 17th century French philosopher, theologian, mathematician, and physicist. It states that human beings bet with their lives that God either exists or does not exist. Pascal argues that a rational person should live as though the Christian God does exist and seek to believe in him. If God does not actually exist, such a person will only have a finite loss of some pleasures, luxury, and fun. Whereas, if God does exist, he stands to receive gain represented by spending eternity in heaven and avoid infinite loss represented by infinite suffering for eternity in hell. God is or God is not, and reason cannot decide between the two alternatives. A game is being played where heads or tails will turn up. So let us weigh the gain and loss in wagering that God is. Let us estimate these two chances. If you gain, you gain it all. If you lose, you lose nothing. So wager then without hesitation that God is. It is unconscionable to bet against an eternal life of happiness for the possibility of gaining nothing. The wise decision is to wager that indeed God does exist, since if you are correct, you gain it all. And if you are incorrect, you lose nothing, really. So this talks to the people who are scientifically motivated, who want to use reason and logic and not just believe by faith alone. And I think that if you consider Pascal's wager, you'll see that the only logical thing is to believe that God does exist. And that's my podcast for today.
Okay, Wynn, appreciate it. Again, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.